Welcome to this week's Film Room Friday, and we're back from Europe, the UK, London, all of those crazy places. And you know what? It's good to be home. Maybe not so good to look at some of the 49ers film, but we're going to anyway. Here we go. The first play. You remember this? You see Alan Ball? He's trying to motion to the other side. Hey, 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 there's somebody. Get over there. Get over there. Get over there. Well, this is the trick play that the 49ers ran on the throw to the fullback, Bruce Miller. And probably what they did, which I didn't see it, because I'm too busy between plays trying to check the coordination between me and Brian Sexton and Tony Boselli. They probably ran three guys off the field and ran two on, but the third guy of that first group didn't quite make it. That would have been Bruce Miller, and the Jaguars didn't recognize that he had stayed on the field, and it resulted in the 43-yard gain. Now we're going to show you what a zone dog looks like. What is a zone dog? It's when a defense brings five guys on a pressure and then they drop six in a zone. And it confuses a lot of quarterbacks because they think that it's man coverage. Now, the doggers, that's the two linebackers, Geno Hayes and Paul Posluszny, coming up the middle. The zone dropper, defensive end, Andre Branch. You can see him on the outside. He's the right defensive end, and he drops into coverage. Now, the zone makeup, it's three deep. That's the two corners and the safety. And then the middle guys, the three underneath guys, is Andre Branch, and also Mike Harris and Jonathan Cyprian. Now, we're going to look at this play also from the end zone because it's a great learning opportunity for any young defensive end or defender. When you've got a dynamic quarterback like Colin Kaepernick and he has the ability to run and gain big yards, don't ever leave your feet and buy on the pump fake. He's doing that for a reason, and he gets Andre Branch off his feet. Colin Kaepernick is able to get the first down. Colin Kaepernick had a scramble on this third and nine, and a lot of people said, boy, Colin Kaepernick, isn't he special? Well, if you go back and see why that there was so much room to run, take a look at the inside wide receiver and how much attention that he gets going down the field. It pulls Paul Posluszny, Josh Evans, and also Jonathan Cyprian even deeper, and it just opens up a huge cavern in the middle. Speed kills. That's why the NFL puts a premium on speed. Denard Robinson had what was going to be the best run of his young career, if not for the hold of Brad Meester. Navarro Bowman, maybe the best middle linebacker in the game today. Brad Meester gets a piece of cloth, pulls him down from behind, almost looking like a horse collar tackle, and he goes down. But, you know, really focusing in on Denard Robinson, in the last couple weeks, he started to show what we saw in training camp and the ability to make moves in open space. They've got to find a way to get him the ball, and clearly he is an RB and not an OW. To be an OW, you got to catch. Mike Brown got his first career touchdown because it was a great play call by offensive coordinator Jed Fish. Let's focus in on the bottom of the screen and watch Justin Blackmon two plays before Mike Brown caught his touchdown pass. You can see Tremaine Brock, the cornerback, jump the route and dive up underneath of Justin Blackmon. Well, hey, look, when an offensive coordinator sees a cornerback be that aggressive attacking underneath of routes, you've got to be able to see it, number one, and number two, be ready to call a complimentary play, which Jed Fish did two plays later. Mike Brown is lined up now over there on Tremaine Brock. And you see the little stutter step by Mike Brown, and you see Tremaine Brock's reaction. He wants to jump the route again, maybe get a pick six. Well, Mike Brown runs right by him. Nice throw by Chad Henne, and maybe even a better catch by Mike Brown for his first career touchdown. I wanted to show this play against the 49ers because the 49ers are an outstanding running team, and I'm watching this play, and I'm seeing a seal here on Jeremy Mincy, and then I'm seeing a seal here on Paul Posluszny, and then I see the big offensive lineman get to the outside, and I see Joe Staley get a seal to the outside, and I started thinking to myself, I know I heard this somewhere. Where could it be?
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here, and try to run this play in the alley.
And, of course, the running back, Kendall Hunter, gets down the field with a big gain, some missed tackles, poor tackling, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I was watching this play, and it came to my mind, that's Vince Lombardi talking, a seal here and a seal there, and I saw that exact clip that we just showed you. So a little history here on Film Room Friday.